Hi there, and welcome to The Atlantic's Daily Idea. Today, how people are dying at work. What are the leading causes of workplace death? The first two, according to data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, are falls and car crashes. The third one is pretty surprising, though. Homicide. What's behind the spate of workplace murders? News reports tend to focus on love triangles and disgruntled coworkers, but one cause of the phenomenon has been overlooked: fraud. Whether it's a boss who kills an assistant to keep a Ponzi scheme afloat, or an accountant who poisons an especially pesky auditor, these types of offenses have a name in the world of certified fraud examiners: red-collar crime. One researcher has found that two traits are most strongly correlated with red-collar crime: narcissism and psychopathy. In the business world, the second one is surprisingly common. Researchers who administered a test of psychopathy to around 200 business executives found that 8 of them scored in the serial killer territory. The FBI doesn't track red-collar crime, so it's not clear just how common this genre of workplace murder actually is. But it seems to be far more prevalent than most people suspect. Thanks to Renee Chun for the story. For more stories from The Atlantic, add us to your smart speaker. To learn more about The Atlantic's Daily Idea, visit theatlantic.com/dailyidea.